see you there. God bless.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I know we don't see God as an agitator, but he troubles the waters. When the angel troubled the waters, he agitated the calm. And sometimes to do the work of God, you got to be able to handle agitation. It's all a part of his ways or the way he moves. He doesn't just speak peace. He can send a storm. Glory to God. The scripture is clear in John chapter 5. He sent an angel to disrupt calmness, to stir, to trouble, it says, to trouble the waters.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Need a Word Sent. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
If we don't comply to the will of God, help me, Lord. If we just say, I ain't gonna do what God tells us to do, the same God that sends angels can also send a wind to drive you out. To drive you out, lest you eat of the tree of life with your self-will and you get locked in eternal childhood. Eating the tree of life causes you to live forever while you're still tied to a worldly system. So to protect you from thinking it's all right to balance your life like that, he'll drive you out so you can till the ground until you get your mind right. Glory to God. He never gave up on the man. But he said, lest the man touch of the tree of life, I got to drive him out. And I've got to protect the tree of life, lest he eat while he's in this state. This state of rebellion. I believe we need to be warned in this season that not only is he troubling the waters, he will drive you out. He will drive you out if you don't get your head together and have you tilling the ground when it should yield for you. It should produce for you. It should come forth. He's calling for the corn to increase it and lay no famine on you. But if you don't act right, he'll dry up, glory to God, the sustenance, and drive you out, lest you start eating from the tree of life and doing what you do and get locked in that state forever. Either you get to the pool or you're driven out. Either you get to his system or you're driven out. Either you get to what he's saying or you're driven out. I don't want to be driven out. I want to be welcomed in. Hallelujah. Can the church say amen? And I don't know how that hits, but I believe the Spirit gave me that. And he drove out the man. I heard it. And he drove him out. And some of us, we got that, man. You got to get yourself together. You don't have the right attitude. You will be driven out. You wonder why, man. I just don't have sense. I don't want to do this church thing no more. And you don't understand. It ain't you. Ooh, the Spirit is saying, since you don't want to change and you get locked up in that, I will drive you out. And once you go in the field and work hard and nothing is yielded, maybe you'll return with a better attitude. Oh my God, hallelujah. Once you get out there and see, ain't nothing out there in the streets for you. Ain't nothing in a new church for you. You got to change your attitude. You can go to another church and sit up there and get cold as a Frigidaire. Or you can shift your mindset and get warm as the noonday sun. It's about your attitude and perspective. Let's speak into the activity of God. That should be P-E-E-K or P-E-A-K. In Psalm 178, man, he sent bread that they could eat. That's Psalm 78 and verse 25. He sent bread that they could eat. Even the bread of angels is called manna. You can trust when God sends bread. Children of Israel, man, they were used to eating certain things in Egypt. And when God brought them out, they longed for their previous diet. Whew, man, isn't that so typical of us today? You've been delivered, set free, in a whole new system. He's teaching you what you need to know. You're not under anybody's bondage, but you still dream about what it tastes like when you were in bondage. In the church, good system, but I miss my friends. I miss my friends. I miss my friends. Got an opportunity to mill with all of these people. I just don't feel it. And you want to go back to what? The previous diet. But God says, I'm not going to give you what you're used to, but I am going to send bread for you. It's the bread of angels. Amen. Glory to God. And in that morsel called manna was everything they needed to sustain them as they traveled through the wilderness. Scripture even said their shoes didn't even wither for 40 years. For some reason, what they ate preserved their lives. And what you eat today can impact your toggery, your lifestyle, your hair, your head, your shoes, your feet. God has a way of taking what you eat and producing fruit in multiple areas of your life. It's all tied to what you eat. And when he sends bread, don't resist it. And in Psalm 78 and verse 45, he sent swarms of flies to devour them. So the God that sent bread is the same God that sent flies to devour their enemies. Glory to God. You don't have to fight anybody in this season. Let him send you the bread and he will send flies or tormentors. Glory to God. You don't have to get in no war with nobody. The Lord of hosts will do battle for us. Behold his mighty hand. Man, I feel like Moses in that one. That's what Moses said. The Lord of hosts will do battle for us. Behold his mighty hand. And I want to say to those of you that feel like you need to fight, you don't need to fight at all. You just need to eat the bread he's sending. If he sent the word, you need to eat it. Because that word has a way of inoculating you from the stuff that he's going to send to your enemies. When you eat this bread, it has a way of putting a scent on you and on your skin that stop flies. The flies sent to your enemy to land on you. Glory to God. He sent the flies to the enemy to devour them. To devour them. Swarms is sent to the enemy. Don't get God twisted. He don't just send good things. See, we don't have enough reverence for God. That's what we've lost, the fear of God. We're so comfortable with stuff in America, we've lost the fear of the Most High God. But the God that sends manna is the God that can send flies and swarms. We don't want you to be afraid, but just have some reverence for God. Glory to God, because he can shift seasons. And in Psalm 78 and verse 61, he sent forth the ark of his might into captivity. His splendor he sent into the hands of the enemy. In other words, he took his people. This is what Jeremiah was prophesying. I see two baskets. The basket of bad grapes I'm going to let stay right here. But the basket of good grapes, why are you messing with the good ones? I'm going to send into captivity. He took the ark of his strength and sent it into captivity. Don't tell me what God won't do. God will allow you to get a job that you don't have a rapport with your boss, and they're all up on you because that's how he moves. You got to have reverence for the Lord. His ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. I can't get no amen because you think all God does is the good things. God will send you into a zone to prepare you for your future. God will allow people to get on your nerves to prepare you for your future. God has a way of working things out to prepare you for your future. He's not trying to kill you. He's preparing you for what you're going to. You want everything to be in a bed of ease, but that's not how he moves. You got to learn his ways and his thoughts. For as high as the heavens are from the earth are my ways from his ways, and my thoughts from his thoughts. You can't figure God out. You'll try to reduce God to what you see. God wouldn't do that. You better read the scriptures. God will send good people to jail. Oh my God. There's an Hispanic pastor right now that came in this country almost 40 years ago illegally, and he's pastoring in the Northeast, and ICE took him and put him in a concentration camp. That just happened this week. He's a pastor. All of the community is coming out saying he's a pastor, but he snatched out of his community because of the mandate coming from Washington, and they got him in handcuffs. Don't tell me good people can't go to jail. And if you think your stuff can't be raveled or unraveled and you're a black man in America, you better get your head together. Your stuff can be unraveled just like that. You better put confidence in God. But watch this. Even if you have to go to jail, I'm not going to bow to the enemy. Even if I'm going through hell and our water, I'm going to hold up the standard. Glory to God. The preacher man is on me today. He sent, it's called the ark of his might. The ark of his might into captivity. The splendor of his hand, he sent him to the enemy. But I like Psalm 105 and 17. He also sent a man before them. And he sold him into slavery to prepare a way for his people. He sent Zaphnath-Paneah into Egypt, hated by his brothers, to prepare a way. You don't know where you are in God's plan. You don't know where you are in God's plan. All you see is they treated me wrong. But God may be using all of that to prepare all of your people for healing. Oh my God. Next time you feel isolated and alone, stop looking at it as what's happening to me and say, God, where am I in your scheme of things? For the 17-year-old, I know he has some questions. The father gives him a coat of many colors. His brothers see him coming. There goes that dreamer, and they hated him. So they stripped it, dipped his coat in blood, told his father an animal killed him, threw him in a pit. He was claustrophobic, a type of hell he went into. He didn't know that his life would mirror the Christ. You want the coat of many colors, you want favor, but there's red in that coat, which represents suffering. Everybody wants the purple and the gold, but who wants to wear the red? Who wants to wear the coat or the color of suffering? It's a coat of many, a bouquet of colors. We like the fact, and even Joseph liked the fact that he was chosen. But you didn't see suffering coming. The Bible says when they pulled him out, just like Jesus, he comes out of the dungeons with a train in his robe. Glory to God. When he comes out of the pit, they put shackles on him and sold him to a foreign caravan, maybe the Amalekites. And they had him to walk all the way to Egypt. And the scripture says in the Psalms that the irons hurt his feet. Almost a type of piercing. So when he stands before Pharaoh after he's coming out of the dungeons at 30, his body is beautiful, but he just has scars around his ankles. Major scars. That's why you got to learn how to live with your scars. And God will let some of them stay there for you to look at them every once in a while. So when you want to get proud, and when you want to get arrogant, you'll remember that if it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't be here. Can the church say amen? I'm standing flat-footed and preaching today. Because he may be sending you forth in your family to heal all of them. He may be troubling the waters or disturbing the waters in your life so healing can take place. And then in Psalm 105 and 28, he sent darkness into the land. You mean God sent darkness? It's right there in the scripture. He sent it. The devil didn't send it. He sent darkness. And sometimes, and you'll understand it at the 11 a.m. hour, sometimes physical blindness equates, hallelujah, in a community and into a church with spiritual blindness. When God sends darkness, he wants the light of his counsel to shine. And anytime you experience a globe of darkness, you need to let the light of his counsel shine in your life to give luminosity to the path that you're going through. Amen. Can the church say amen? Amen? God sent darkness, yes. God can stop the sun from shining in your life for a season. Especially when the light is there and you still choose to walk in darkness. Rather than light, you'll get confused. God knows how to balance it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I dreamed that I was in a dark room, but I had this flashlight. When I turned it on, the fear of the dark room lessened just by turning on the light. I had a dream that I'm in a dark room. I can't see nothing. But I had a flashlight in my hand and I turned it on. And just when the light came on, the fear just dissipated. Because darkness can't comprehend light. It's impossible. But God will send darkness. It's right there in the scripture. He will send it so thick that you can't see. So you can somehow or another try to find that flicker of counsel from him. His word is your lamp. Amen. And the light to your path, not your natural eye. Can the church say amen? Amen. And then in Psalm 107 and verse 20, he sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. So he sent it to stir it up. Going back to John chapter 5, he sent the angel or the messenger to stir it up. He sent his word or the angel to stir it up to prepare for the word. That word sent in the scripture literally means to agitate. Internally. I know we don't see God as an agitator, but he troubles the waters. When the angel troubled the waters, he agitated the calm. And sometimes to do the work of God, you got to be able to handle agitation. It's all a part of his ways or the way he moves. He doesn't just speak peace. He can send a storm. Glory to God. The scripture is clear in John chapter 5. He sent an angel to disrupt calmness. To stir, to trouble, it says. To trouble the waters. And you're made of 70% of water. That's why when somebody plays music and they got a good beat, dong, dong, you automatically start rocking with it. Because there are vibrations going through your water. You're 70% liquid. Satan knows it. He saw God when he formed you. He saw him when he scooped out the dirt and formed man and allowed him to be 70%. That when he speaks to the man, he will vibrate on the inside. The world, the enemy has taken it. The God of this world has taken it through music. And when he sends music, he knows that if you listen to it, it's going to make you vibrate. You don't like worship because it's too slow. You don't like praise because it's too fast. But give you a beat. Give you a Dr. Dre. Give you the Chronic and you'll move with it. It's old music in the 80s, but you'll move with it. Because it's causing you to shift on the inside. It's agitating the calm. It's because it wants you to react in a certain way. And God is the master of agitation. Amen. Glory to God. He's actually agitating many of you. You didn't come to church today because you said, I just got to get there. You were agitated and he sent you here. I got to get to the, oh God, I got to go to the house. That's how he moves. He uses agitation to push us to him. Amen. To stir the waters means that he caused inward commotion. Inside of the pool, it was stirred like a bubbling. I want you to think about the supernatural power of God. Everything is okay, but all of a sudden you look at the pool and it's almost like bubbles are coming out of it. Commotion is happening in the water. Oh, the waters are being stirred. You can't feel it at Truth Reveal? This is not the normal kind of church. This is not the regular old kind of church you sit up in the Lofters talking about I went to church. Was living in a house and you're not married, go home still living in the same house, not married, and don't feel nothing about it. Party all the time and don't have no, came out of the club and went to church. Because ain't nothing stirring you. Man, they get quiet when I preach, man. My God. You supposed to say, that's me, Bishop. That's me. I'm the main one. See, I need my little Hennessy. I need my little wine. I need, see, me and the sisters, that's what we used to do. But I can't get on your nerves. I can't. Let me tell you something, man. God will stir your plans up. And if you're tied to this voice, you're going to be stirred. And you're going to get agitated. That's right, because I'm coming across your fields. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. When he stirred the waters, he's taken away your calm. Let me tell you when you know you're being troubled. You wake up out of sleep and you don't know why. Holy Ghost is stirring the waters. Whew, this is going to hurt. He's disturbing your equilibrium. Out of balance and nothing is, there's no earthquake, but you're out of balance. God is trying to get you to do something. He's stirring up your composure. I believe a word sent for God is significant. There are some significant things about the pool of Bethesda that I believe God wants me to say as I close. Number one, when you see pools, one of the things he's stirring is he's trying to get us to a place of cleansing and purification. In 2 Kings chapter 5, God, through the prophet, through the prophet's servant, spoke to Naaman, who was a mighty man of valor, but also a man that had leprosy. He has position, but he's carrying a disease of the flesh. This is a major issue here because we have many Naamans in the midst of us. We have good education, great stuff going on, but when we strip it all down, there's something in our flesh that hadn't been cured. We sit high on our horse. We even got people that will run for us. But this part of us has not been healed. There is an infirmity. And in 2 Kings chapter 5, he was given something simple to do. You travel all the way from your country based on a slave girl's word who troubled the waters to get you to go to Israel because there's a prophet there. You get mad because the prophet didn't tell you himself. He sent his servant to tell you. And you're about to abort the whole healing process because you don't like the way it's served. God will agitate you. I want you to go to the Jordan River and dip 7 times. But the dipping is about purification and cleansing. God troubles the waters because he's trying to purify us and cleanse us.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, I Need a Word Sent, visit the media section on the Truth Reveal app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Join us as Truth Reveal celebrates the first anniversary of our TR North campus in Titusville. Come out for a joyful brunch celebration on Saturday, August 9th at 9 a.m. at Isaac Campbell Senior Park Community Center. Cost is just $20 to $25 and includes a special anniversary t-shirt. Don't miss this milestone moment. Register today at truthreveal.org or on the TR app.
Men, don't miss our dynamic Men's Summer School kicking off Sunday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. We'll be diving into He Motions by Bishop T.D. Jakes, a powerful journey into emotional strength, spiritual growth, and navigating every season of manhood. Grab your copy on Amazon and register today through the TR app or website.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th Anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is Perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details.
Stay connected with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag up prayers, and event information directly on your phone. Don't miss out on what's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.